Hospital's inner beam, Darby. Brilliant sunshine knew the way to...
Welcome back to Cairo Nights, currently being boarded and infiltrated by the communist menace known as William Sunshine, a.k.a. Fat Billy. Good evening, comrade. How is the things in the bread lines in the Soviet Union?
You know, I like the idea that you said I was boarding you, because I feel like a pirate, you know, and that I take over your show.
Right.
And I have to fight you with my saber, but today I think we should try to find areas of agreement. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
I don't feel like fighting.
Yes, I agree with you as well, Billy. I do have to ask you, though, am I on speakerphone? Because if I'm on speakerphone, we're going to fight. I'm going to lambast you.
You're not on speakerphone. Do I sound? Do I sound bad?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe I should get like a microphone and a whole, you know, setup.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying that, Billy, because you're worth millions of dollars, and you choose to talk to me on your rotary telephone from the Soviet Union. Billy, there is a... I'm just going to come out and say it. Joe Biden, President Biden, is having a really difficult week this week. And I just don't mean speaking. I just don't mean ambulating. I just don't mean walking around. I mean that he is, from a political standpoint... From a governmental standpoint, he is having a really bad week, considering that there is a poll from Quinnipiac saying that he's at 33%, which is really bad.
Ugly number.
And then if you just type in Joe Biden and you use the tools feature on Google to sort through everything, I just wanted to read you a quick list of how President Joe Biden's week is going, because it's going really bad. So
Biden, are you saying Biden?
Yeah, that's my new thing. I call him President Joe Biden because it's funny.
Okay. He's not, you know, he doesn't drink, so president of the year.
It's funny to me anyway. All right, so these are the articles that you will read if you type in Joe Biden. Biden didn't mean to offend senators by likening them to racists, Jen Psaki says. Biden looks to correct course after a disappointing week. Supreme Court blocks Biden COVID mandate, effectively ending major move for Biden administration. Biden and Democrats run up against relentless conservative power. Biden's Georgia speech is a breaking point. Biden reeling after major losses on filibuster, vaccines, and more to start 2022. The White House in shambles. I mean, this is rough, Fat Billy. This is really bad, right? I mean, this is like, and that's just the first. I mean, I can click more, Billy, if you want me to read off more. This is a really bad.
No, that's good, little man. That's just fine, little man.
And then on top of that, there's an article from the, this is from CNN from yesterday. Is the Biden presidency doomed? This is so bad.
Yeah, first of all, the answer is yes. But let's look at a couple of things.
Sure.
So I love the big complaint about how he made these speeches on the 6th and stuff, and the Republicans are grabbing their skirts and going, I thought he wanted to bring us together. And here he goes and blames us for it. Really? Are you really so shocked when you behave the way you have?
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, Bill, this is what I'm saying, is that when Trump came out and he kept saying the radical left, the radical left, the radical left, anybody that didn't agree with him was the radical left.
Anyone who didn't agree that the election was stolen.
I'm not on that yet, Billy. I'm not even there. Look at your Trump derangement syndrome is coming out full bore. What I'm saying is that for 4 years before the election, anytime someone came out and was against President Donald Trump, he would say that they're a rhino. He would say that they're part of the radical left. He would say that they're part of the swamp. Even people like Representative Kinzinger, who voted with Donald Trump, and this is according to WatchGov, 90% of the time to 98% of the time, he voted in line with Donald Trump. And then when he didn't back him on the election, what did Donald Trump say? Said he was a rhino, said he was fake, said he was infiltrator, all this other stuff. So... that's irritating. That's annoying, and it's unnecessary. And now what you have with Joe Biden is he comes out and he says, I'm going to be the guy. This is what he said a year ago. I'm going to be the guy that brings normalcy back to the presidency. I'm going to decrease the rhetoric. I'm going to make sure that everybody knows, hey,
that's the first year doing that.
No, no, he did not, Billy. He comes out swinging, and he all of a sudden is calling everybody a racist. He's saying that if you don't...
When he tells the truth, you find that a problem.
Yeah, Billy, come... Okay, let's all just be cool, Billy. Let's be cool. It's a Friday, okay? Let's be cool. Let's not all get on our high horse here, Billy. Let's not start raging at each other. Let's just take a deep breath here, and let's just remind... We've gone 4 days with no yelling. Let's make it to five. It'll be a new company policy. It'll be great. Five whole days without yelling. So, Joe Biden gives his speech in Georgia. He calls... people who don't back his voting rights legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, he calls them racists. Now, this is the problem, Billy, and Joe Biden, the fact that he did not mention this and the fact that Jen Psaki refuses to mention this is a huge loss for them. Joe Manchin, House Minority Leader, goes to the people who are proposing the legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and he says, listen, we got to take some stuff out. But one of the concessions that I will make for you guys, because I am, Kevin McCarthy. I'm sorry. And it's not Joe Manchin. It was Kevin McCarthy. I'm so sorry, everybody. Kevin McCarthy goes to the people who are sponsoring the Joe Lewis Voting Rights Act. And he says, you know what, guys? Gosh darn it. We got to take some stuff out of this. You can't federalize elections. But a compromise I will make with you. This very important compromise is that when Donald Trump tried to change out the electorates when he lost the election, that's really dangerous. And I think that we should remove that ability and say that you can't switch out electorates at the last minute because that's shady government. And you know what they said? They said no dice, Billy. They said absolutely not. Now, if Kevin McCarthy comes to you and says, this is the thing that I'm willing to change if you guys take all this federalizing the election stuff out, and they say no, well, that was the most dangerous part of the election process last year, Billy, was the fact that Donald Trump was willing to switch out electorates at the last minute. That would have been the end of democracy. And Kevin McCarthy trying to fix that is indicative that the Republicans are willing to compromise on this. It's, in fact, the Democrats that are unwilling to compromise on this. And the fact that Joe Biden didn't mention that or even say, hey, you know what? Kevin McCarthy is actually trying to work with us on this. We just disagree on the minutia of the bill. Instead, he comes out and says that these people are akin to George Wallace. That's heightened rhetoric, Billy, and it's not true. Do you see what I'm saying? Especially given that they were trying to compromise on the bill.
I have to disagree, of course.
Okay, Billy, what makes you disagree in your communist brain rot? Please tell us what's going on with your brain rot at this moment.
Whatever Kevin McCarthy offered is coming from a tainted party. And to pretend that the party is not trying to mess with election laws,
okay,
not trying to put in Secretary of States who say that the election was stolen and I'll see to it that it doesn't happen again.
Okay,
I don't understand what's wrong with telling the truth about that and not trusting Kevin McCarthy when he says, well, I'd like you to fix this little thing, because the fact is, no matter what they change, the Republicans aren't going to vote for it.
No, if Billy, he's the House Minority Leader. If he's the guy and he goes to the House Whip and he says, get me these votes, it's going to get done. Especially Billy, because this isn't some random representative from District 3 out of South Dakota. This is Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader.
The guy who won't go and talk to the
totally separate. Totally separate. Billy, we can talk about that issue. We can talk about that issue, Billy. I'm more than willing to rip into Kevin McCarthy and say that he's a complete and total loser. Because they're two separate things, Billy. How are they not?
Well, only in the sense that since I have not seen the minutiae of what Kevin actually asked for, I'm just saying that I've learned that I cannot trust this man, that he has lied to the Democrats and to the country a number of times now. So all I'm doing is reacting to the character I know as Kevin McCarthy, who is a complete Trumpy lying no good Nick.
Okay, so, but Billy,
that's the best I can do.
I understand, Billy, but this is
there's no trust.
If he submits it in writing and wants to add it to the bill, there is no turncoat.
If
there is no double.
No, why did they say no?
I'm making a point and you just start talking, I don't catch what you're saying. So what point were you trying to make, Billy?
The Democrats, if they didn't want to change the bill to whatever the Republicans said they're willing to vote for.
Okay.
He probably had very good reasons. What were they?
I have no idea, Billy, because Billy, I'm going to put you on mute. This was the problem last time with the whole election process, was that Donald Trump was willing to switch out electorates at the last minute. There's nothing added on to that that prescription that Kevin McCarthy offered them. There's nothing added on to it. He was just trying to say, you guys were concerned about this. We were concerned about this. This is the thing that we're willing to fix with you if you're willing to compromise with us on this bill. And the Democrats said no. So who's not being bipartisan here, Billy? It's very, very clear writing. You can't switch out electorates at the last minute. It's illegal. And the Democrats said no. Why would you do that when that's when Donald Trump, the person that you don't like, Billy, tried to do?
Thank you.
Why would you do that?
My guess is that you're being naive about this. And if that's all that he was asking, as you say, they have to say yes to it. Who wouldn't say yes? You shouldn't put in false electors.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, that's not all it was. It couldn't just be that.
Okay.
Or as you point out, they would say yes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And the idea, by the way, that the Republicans, if we just change that, we're going to vote for the bill. You're insane.
No. That was the thing to get the door open, Billy. That was the negotiation tactic to get the door open. It wasn't like add this and then we'll vote for the bill. It was like, here's a concession that we're willing to offer you if you negotiate.
You remember when Obama tried to do health care and offered them a total Republican bill in the first place, and then they didn't even vote for that? That was a slightly better Republican Party than this one.
Okay.
That Republican Party had not yet been Trumpified. Now people have to vote for Trump. They have to vote for, you know what I'm looking forward to? I think it's possible that in the primaries, if all the Trumpy people win, that's the only way I think the Republicans don't take over, if they go too far into Trump. What do you think about that?
I do agree with you. No, I do agree with you that
Mitch McConnell is a loser.
I will agree.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Okay, this is my I'll answer it like this, Billy. My perception right now of the Republican Party, and the same thing with the Democrat Party, I think they have the biggest issue right now is their branding. And the Democrats, as opposed to saying, which is the Clinton route, which is to say, we need to meet moderates. We really need to meet moderates because those are where the swing votes are.
Sure.
The Democrats instead are playing to the base in the same way that Donald Trump plays to his base. And this is why Trump lost the election, because he couldn't shut his mouth for 30 seconds and just say, hey, I'm a normal guy. He had to spout off and say all this awful, terrible stuff about black people are coming to the suburbs, so on and so forth, to try to appease his base. And people said, wait a minute, black people are already in the suburbs. Don't say that kind of nonsense. What the Republicans and the Democrats need to do, honestly, if they want to start two things, you can do two things. One, you can, if the Republicans want to start holding power again and they want to start bringing people over, they sincerely have to stop with all this, the woke left is coming after your children nonsense. And the Democrats have to stop doing this whole, anybody that disagrees with us is a racist. I was in college, Billy. You have no idea how many times some 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old blowhard was losing a debate to me in class, and they would call me a racist, not knowing my ethnic background, and then they would leave the class crying. You have no idea, Billy. That tactic, it's kind of like, Billy, when you and I argue. And
wait, this is news to me. You have an ethnic background?
Yeah, I have an ethnic background, Billy.
You look awful white to me.
Disgraceful?
No, Billy. But my point is that there is a branding problem that the Democrats have, where they think that real life is like Twitter, and the branding problem that the Republicans have is that they think real life is like Facebook. And the fact of the matter is, real life is a lot more akin to people like you and I than it is to the woke left showing up and they're going to take your kids and force hormones hormones down their throat so they become the opposite gender, or that anybody that disagrees with this voting measure or that voting measure is a racist, because it's just not true. It loses the impact of the language, Billy, so much so that the other day when I was talking about Richard Spencer, a literal neo-Nazi, somebody had the audacity to text into the show and say that Richard Spencer was not a racist. Right. So you got to think about it like that, Billy, that someone has worked
people
themselves. That's what I'm saying, Billy, is that when you are losing the impact of the language when you say that kind of stuff, because there is such a thing as radical leftism and radical fascism. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's take an example. In Arizona, the governor and the guy running for secretary of state are both saying that the election was stolen in 2020.
They're idiots.
Do you think that gets, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean they won't get elected. So that's my question is, will they get elected based on that, or will people ultimately want to not hear that and reject them? What do you think is going to happen to those guys?
Oh, they'll get elected on it. They'll get elected on it for sure. I mean, if they run on that platform with the Trump base, I mean, they're like heroin addicts, Billy. I mean, they are like heroin addicts. They are like drug dealers. And the same goes for the Biden administration going around throwing the word racist around on a regular basis. It shoots off dopamine in your brain. It gets you into this kind of flight or flight state. And then you have this huge emotional release anytime you see Joe Biden or Donald Trump or whoever it is on the bully pulpit making their point about the racists in the Republican
Which
Party.
Which is fine for talk radio, but not so much for the country's best interest.
Right. And my whole point, Billy, is that if Joe Biden or Jen Psaki had said, hey, you know what, Kevin McCarthy brought us this concession, we didn't like it, we're going to go back to the drawing board, that would have been based. But instead, they went giga cringe and said all those people are racist. That is...
Did they really say that?
Oh, Billy, did you not hear Joe Biden yesterday in Georgia? Did you not hear?
I've given up listening to politics.
He was likening. Basically, he said that. He said, "Do you want to be on the side of history with George Wallace and Bull Connor, or do you want to be on the side of the history of Martin Luther King?" Which is funny because Joe Biden actually worked with George Wallace. So, I mean, it's a kind of a silly thing to even say. All right. Well, Billy Sunshine, thanks for coming on. We went 5 whole days without yelling at each other. That's pretty awesome, Billy. That's pretty awesome.
I'll feel better next week.
All right. We'll take a really quick break. When we get back, Tarik Ansari is going to be on the line. We're going to do a little cringe or bass coming up right after this.
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah!
And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a party.
Welcome back. Tarik, Fridays. Fridays are always a wonderful day for me because I don't have to talk all weekend, which is probably what I really need to do, is not be a chatty Cathy this weekend. So, yeah. Tarik, in that range, since we're doing a little cringer bass, you said this one needs a little bit of a setup. So what do you got for us today?
Yeah, so I wanted to, because I had a feeling because sometimes you'll cut me off in the middle of my explanation going, you're cringe, boy. You are not even, who even are you, bro? Because that's how you talk, because, you know, used to be in bands and all that. So I get it. I get how you people are. Guitarists. Anyway, so here's the deal. This weekend is wild card weekend for football. The NFL is getting intense now, and there's nothing like January football in the cold. In fact, this weekend's game, I think it's on Saturday, the Patriots and the Bills are playing in Buffalo, and it's going to be like 0 degrees with like a negative 10 degree wind chill, and that is cold. And Bills quarterback Josh Allen, this is not going to bode well for him because he has issues getting circulation into his feet when the temperatures go down to 0 or below 0. And some people have that. He is one of them. And that's not going to bode well if his team wants to win the game. So usually when this happens, sports analysts from TV networks or radio networks, they'll come up with ideas of how to help the situation. Maybe coats, maybe massage therapy. Bart Scott, former NFL player, he had a different suggestion.
Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. You got to fit that circulation going right.
Yeah, that's right. He said he wanted him to take Viagra. before the game. Now, I thought the first thing I know what I'm thinking, what you're thinking right now, I thought, what in the world is Bart Scott on? But then I did some investigative journalism. I researched, went on all the Googles, and I found out that, in fact, Viagra can help in the circulation of blood during cold weather events. And that though it does create other unwanted things to happen, it does help with the blood circulation. So technically, Bart Scott did recommend, you know, an interesting and also helpful idea. I think it's actually kind of based because a lot of people would say, oh, that's cringe. He's recommending Viagra. No, this actually could help him. It might lead to other awkward situations. But if he's trying to get his team to win a game, you know what? It might get the job done if you can look past the weirdness. And I want to get your thoughts, Jack, because you are a former NFL quarterback.
Thank you. Okay, so this is like, okay, I want you to imagine, Tarek, that I have to put some nails into a board. I need to hammer some nails into a board. And they're not major. They're not like 16 penny huge. They're not like sinker nails or whatever. They're just regular little finishing nails. Let's just say that when I know that you've never picked up a hammer in your life, Tarek, but let's just say
I was a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout, man. What in the world?
Let's just say that all the job requires just little finishing nails. And I decide that I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the 16 penny air powered a nail gun hooked up to the generator. So, okay, this is basically what he's doing. Your hands get cold, get a hand warmer. Put your hands in the hand warmer in your pocket, like how Tom Brady does. You know that little front pouch like a kangaroo that quarterbacks have? Put your hands in the hand pocket. You got your little hand warmers. You're going to be fine. This is so extra that this is cringe, Tarek. This is so extra. You need to take a medication to help people with, let's just say, certain kinds of, what's the best way to phrase this, Tarek? Let's just say they've got issues of the,
yeah, keep making it more awkward. Go, keep going.
They've got issues with the old. They got issues with the old. You know what I'm talking about.
Jack, I can hear you scrambling for that like audio drop. You're like, we're waiting for the. Where's it? Oh yeah. That's great production value there. But here's the thing, Jack. I gotta say, I mean, this is. I can't blame Josh Allen for considering this if he does. This is the guy who they're talking about, this quarterback. Because listen, he has a hard task coming up. All right, this Patriots defense is stiff.
Wait, no, we're not. We're not getting into sport. Wait. Tarek, this Patriots defense is stiff.
It's stiff. It's a very stiff defense. All right, you don't want to leave Josh Allen hanging out there. Okay.
Okay. Wait, Tarek.
Because the Bills' offense needs to get good penetration against the Patriots' defense.
Stop.
What's up?
Stop.
Let's talk about the game.
I know, but listen,
let's talk about the game.
No, stop.
Well, I'm doing it.
Okay, hold on. Tarek, this is.
I'm talking about football here. I don't know what you're doing here.
This is super extra. And speak to what I'm saying right here, that this is over the top, right? This is something that can be fixed with a very simple hand warmers, gloves. And Bart Scott is recommending that he take Viagra, which is a prescription drug, right? Unless he's going to go to a gas station and get it, which is not advised. This is way over the top. And moreover, potentially is sabotaging to Josh Allen. Because can we just imagine that if Josh Allen takes said Viagra and then he walks onto the field and he's got a little bit extra circulation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's got a little bit of that extra pep in his step, we might say. And then he's out on the field and he's trying to figure out, wait a minute, you know, my defensive line is looking real good right about now. I'm thinking, my D-back is looking, what are these feelings?
No, Jack, I'm going to throw a flag on you. That's just...
What? People have feelings, Tarek. What are you talking about? I'm not the one who brought me a story about Viagra and started making allusions and puns and whatnot about the state of the Bulls defense or whatever team. I don't even
that's
like...
That's a basketball team.
Thank you.
Because I made actual football quotes, all right? You could construe that as something weird because we're a weirdo. But, like, the thing is, I'm here making football analysis inspired by the great Dave Wyman, who talks about, you know, talks about defense and getting through the defensive holes and all that. And listen,
you're
this
get
is
me
kind
fired,
of
Tark. This segment's
no,
gonna get
no,
me
no,
fired.
No, I'm just talking about football here. I'm saying Josh Allen and the Bills, they are desperate. They have never won a Super Bowl. They're gonna do whatever it takes, even if it means prescription medication, Viagra. They will do it to beat the New England Patriots, who, mind you, have destroyed the Bills recently. Something I know you know a ton about because you're a huge sports fan.
I'm more concerned about the myths that we have. Okay, Tark, I'll give an example. I had a friend of mine many, many years ago that was convinced that Ativan would help his Tourette's. Now, he had very low level, not Ativan, Ambien, the sleeping medication.
Okay.
So he had really low level Tourette's. He had like a little tick in his eye and a little tick in his eyebrow that also went down to his mouth. And it only happened really when he got nervous or excited. You know what I'm talking about, Tark. Got a little excited. Anyway, He saw a Vice documentary about people who were taking Ambien for to get intoxicated, and they were talking about all of the peripheral benefits of Ambien and what it could do for you. So he convinced himself that he needed this drug to help him with Tourette's, which again was like a non-issue, his physical manifestation of Tourette's. So he became addicted to taking Ambien, like physically, psychologically addicted to taking Ambien because he thought that this would help him. This is my concern when we go around and we tell people to take something extracurricularly, let's just say, outside of what they would normally do in order to help facilitate their performance. You know what I'm talking about, Tark. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Zach, you've now played that three times. I think you're like, if you play
it's
it more
a story
than twice. There's more songs about intimacy out there, like especially from Marvin Gaye. It's like, you got to get more, you know? Like, I know one of my favorite songs about intimacy has got to be... What was that one you just played there? You were playing a new one. There we go.
You like that?
That works.
You like that?
That works. I'm a fan.
So, Tark, listen, we're out of time, but thank you for basically getting me fired for all your lewd and disgusting references there, Tark Ansari. What are we going to be talking about on the final segment of News of the World before I get my letter of being terminated on Monday? What do you got, Tark?
Well, Shane Peterson, he's got a problem. He bought a kayak, but it's actually a canoe. He doesn't know the difference. We're going to figure out what's going on here in one of the most boring segments in the history of radio.
Well, we'll take a really quick break. We'll be right back right after this. Just out of curiosity, is Diamond Dave Ross on the line? Because we can't do the intro without Diamond Dave Ross.
I don't think Diamond Dave Ross is in, but we can't you know, summon his spirit. I know every time that you and I get together and we start making the smoke, we can summon his spirit.
Okay, let us try to summon. Oh, we have to do the chant together.
All right,
Dave Ross. Dave Ross. Oh, there he is.
News of the World with Shane Peterson.
Welcome to News of the World, where we go to far-off places that no human being has ever heard of. Places like Grand Junction. Places that no human being has ever been able to use our native tongues. Places called Arkansas, where no human being has ever lived. News of the World with Shane Peterson. All right, Shane, so where are we going in the world today?
Well, Jack, you know, we try to go far and wide on here on News of the World. And,
yes.
Jack, I have one real simple question for you.
Hello. Yes.
You voice like Mexico? Yeah!
Do you like Mexico, Jack?
I've avoided every opportunity to ever go to Mexico I've ever had in my life. We've been offered gigs in Mexico before. I've had people say, do you want a vacation in Mexico? My mom's boyfriend for many years, he was from Mexico, and he offered to say, let's go down to Mexico. I don't want to go to Mexico. I have no interest in – I want to stay in God's country, Shane.
Okay, well, it looks like we're going to Mexico City, Jack, because this is where this story comes from. And – today, or actually this came out yesterday, it looks like Mexico has seized 380,000 boxes of Kellogg's cereal, Jack. And you may ask,
wow,
why are you seizing all of these boxes? Why are you taking away all of these wonderful sugar snacks and all of these wonderful, you know, frosted flakes? And the thing is that this sugary cereal smackdown is actually coming because there's a new law in Mexico, Jack, which prohibits different companies having mascots and different type of branding to target children. Mexico has banned that completely. So even though, you know, cornflakes or Special K or some of these other cereals that might not have any sugar on them, you know, they got that rooster, they got that, they've got all their little cartoons. So Mexico's right. saying, we're not having it. And apparently agents raided 75 different outlets and seized multiple pallets of Kellogg products all across the whole entire city of Mexico City. They're really cracking down on this. And as of right now, Kellogg does not have a response to the AP's request to actually talk about this. But it's all due to this new law about how you can't be branding and trying to get, you know, little kids to try to, you know, jump on the bandwagon because you got a cool mascot.
Right.
So as this, I pose this question to you, Jack.
Yeah.
Favorite cereal? And if your favorite cereal has your favorite mascot, what's your favorite cereal mascot?
I'll tell you. Okay. I will give you my favorite cereal. But before I tell you what my favorite cereal is, I have to say this. You're telling me that the Federales down in Mexico, we going to mm-hmm. deal with this fentanyl problem? No. We going to deal with this cocaine problem? No. Are we going to deal with this, like, you know, methamphetamine problem? No. You know what we're going to be dealing with? We're going to be dealing with Kellogg's cereal. We're going to be dealing with breakfast snacks. Hey, everybody, there's thousands of pounds of heroin coming over the border on a daily basis. Anybody want to deal with that? I most certainly do not. You know what I want to deal with? Kellogg's cereal. I want to make sure that all the chubby little kids in Mexico can't get their hands on a box of Kellogg's cereal. This is insane. There is nothing that irritates me more, Shane, than inconsistency. And when you have a country like Mexico, which is literally on the verge of collapsing based on the influence of cartels on government, and you say, well, we're going to take our federal agents who are used with John Q. taxpayers and Jane Q. taxpayers' dollars down in Mexico, and we are going to have them go after Kellogg's, but not the cartel, not the what, I don't know the names of the cartels. You have literal human trafficking going on at the border, and the federal government is more concerned with kids not having their sugar smacks in the morning. They got to make sure that the kids can't have their Special K. That's our number one priority here. What are we doing? And to answer your question, Shane Peterson, my favorite breakfast cereal of all time, as I had said many times, is O's. O's is objectively the best cereal out there. I don't care what anybody says. Take your Captain Crunch. Take whatever garbage you're going to offer me. Get it out of my face. I want O's. It's the best cereal. Get out of my face. You heard it here first. Boom, Shane. Boom is what I say about that. All right, I'm done with this. Thanks for taking us. Thanks for taking us to a strange land. A land where they don't allow children delicious breakfast cereals. News of the world, we go to strange places. Places like the Amazon. Places like the Yukon. Places where they have reindeer and other beasts that no one can possibly study or understand. Good job, Shane. A-plus segment.
Thank you. You know, I figured that if somebody thinks that, you know, Toucan Sam is pushing too much white powder into some places, I figured, you know, News of the World is the place that we need to talk about it.
All right, we'll take a really quick break. When we get back, Stacey Jo Ross is going to be coming on, and I saw an article from Fox News that absolutely made my blood boil, but probably not for the reasons that you think. So stick around, we'll take a really quick break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about terrorism with Stacey Jo Ross right after this.